Here we go.
Oh, you guys.
Here we go. One more time. Everybody's feeling
you know what happens.
Here we go now.
Every time
here we go.
I go to do this podcast, and then I look back and I'm like, shit, it's been 2 weeks already. I don't know what happened.
Here we go
guys.
Now.
I'm sorry. Back now. I've been busy the last couple weeks, dude. You guys know how it is. Anyway, what's going on? Welcome to the. Wait for it. Welcome to the podcast hosted by me, Peter Sirs. What's going on, you guys? You know, I really thought that I had come out with an episode last week, and then I didn't have time this weekend because I was driving from gig to gig over the last, like, 4 days, essentially. And then when I went to record today, I was like, shit, dude, it's been, like, almost 2 weeks already. I'm sorry. But I apologize every time that I miss a couple weeks. So you guys are probably used to it by now, and I get it. But welcome back to the Here We Go and NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sirs. You're welcome. Podcast host, NSYNC fan, comedian. And, you know, I'm going to not apologize, but, you know, a lot of us obviously are NSYNC fans, but also, you know, if you were an NSYNC fan, should be a Justin fan, but there's some dissent amongst the community, and I know I talked about it a little bit last week, and it's come up a couple times, and it's very interesting because, as some of you guys know, some of you guys follow me on social, and you know that I'm a lot of things. You know, I'm a comedian, obviously I'm a huge NSYNC / Justin fan, and I'm also a big, like, wrestling fan. Like, there's a lot of things that I like, and, you know, my social media is kind of all over the place because I like a lot of things. And one of the things, I'm a big baseball fan, and I'm also a big wrestling fan. But so, like, you're on these fan forums for, like I'm a big Dodger fan, so I'm on these fan forums for the Dodgers, and all it is people arguing with each other and talking shit about the team, about who should be traded, and this guy sucks, and, you know, it's really sad. But then at the same time, on a lot of these wrestling, you know, online forums and on Twitter and everything, it's the same thing. Like, so-and-so sucks and so-and-so shouldn't be this. And it's like, and then now in the NSYNC Twitter world, there's all these people arguing about this and that. And it's just like, I don't understand. Like, being a fan shouldn't mean arguing with other fans. Like, it's one thing to have, like, a friendly debate about something, you know, but I'm talking, like, arguing and, like, talking shit and, like, I'm a bigger fan and it's, you know, I spent more money on these concert tickets, so I deserve this. And it's just like, it's a lot, and I don't get into these conversations, but I do see them because my timeline is filled with this. And obviously we have all the other stuff online and on Twitter with, you know, the queen of pop. I won't mention her name because it just, you know, so many people get riled up about everything, and I've had people unfollow me because I didn't think she was being truthful in the book, and now we find out that she wasn't being truthful in the book. So congratulations for unfollowing me for something that I was pretty much right about. It's whatever, dude. Like, I've talked about this before. I love Britney. Anyone that knows me personally can tell you that I had a poster of Britney in my fucking room probably longer than I should have, you know, if I'm being honest. I think, I want to say, if I had to put a number on it, I probably had a Britney poster in my room till I was like 27, 28 years old. I don't remember the exact age, but it was up there. And now it's just like, I just get annoyed at, like, all these fans that talk. It's, anyway, that's not what this is about. This is a big week for us, you guys. It should be, I think. I know that there are people that feel otherwise, but this is release week. We have Everything I Thought It Was coming out on Friday, which is very excited. We've been getting snippets of all the songs over the last, you know, couple weeks. And if all accounts are right, we'll get a snippet of Paradise on Wednesday or Thursday at the pace that Justin's doing this now. And it's exciting. As you guys all know, I'm sure Justin is doing one of his private one-night-only shows here in L.A. on Wednesday. And I signed up, of course. I got to wait till tomorrow to find out if I get selected or not. I'm hoping I get selected. But even if I don't get selected, Petey's still showing up, dude, because from what I heard from the Memphis show and from the New York show, people still showed up and stood by and were let in. So I'm hoping that I just get in outright, but probably just going to sit outside like a fucking loser, hoping that I get in, and we'll see what happens, man. Either way, it's exciting. He's going to perform at the Wiltern, which is a cool venue. Like, to see Justin in a venue that small is very exciting. To see him in a venue that small for free is equally as exciting. And, of course, there's rumors that, you know, maybe they'll do Paradise together. And I don't know about all that. All I know is that I want to be there. I don't care who's there. I know Justin's going to be there, and that's all. I would love for the five guys to be there. But, like, I just think that anytime we hope for those things, it's a little unrealistic outside of, you know, something big like the MTV Awards or an actual reunion. And we also know that Joey is kicking off his tour. I think his tour starts on Friday. Yeah, because it's here, and I'm not going to be here. They did that. Maybe not on purpose, but they didn't consult my tour dates before him and AJ got together and put together their tour dates. So I, of course, am going to be in Orlando, or right outside Orlando, where Joey lives, and he's going to be where I am. So, you know, maybe he'll let me stay at his house. No, probably not. So anyway, that's big news. If any of you guys are going to be at any of the shows here, it's like Palm Desert, and he's doing one at Pechanga, and I think he's doing another one in Palm Desert. I'm not sure. All I know is that I'm not going to be here on either of the days, and it bums me out. And I'm looking at the dates, and I don't know if there's actually a date that I can go see them. So I was going to try to get back early on Sunday, but Sunday's the LA Marathon, and flights are really, it's a whole thing. So I'm probably not going to be back in time to see them. So it is what it is. But I do plan on seeing the Pop 2000 tour, as we discussed already. But there is just this excitement about this Justin album, like I've talked about already. And, you know, we're going to get another new NSYNC song. You know, I know I talked about it last time, but just to think about the fact that, you know, I started this podcast 2.5 years ago. You know, I manifested, you know, them getting back together, which I think, like, if you're being honest, if we're all being honest with ourselves as NSYNC fans, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, you know, a reunion seemed like something that wasn't going to happen, just based on, you know, kind of what we would hear from, you know, people like JC, and, you know, it's like there's a couple of the guys, you know, Lance was always all for it, but it always just kind of seemed like it probably wasn't going to happen, you know, and then something clicked. You know, maybe it was the pandemic, maybe it was, you know, there's a beautiful song by Blink-182 called One More Time, which I love. Blink-182, another one of my favorite bands. I don't know. I do know. I've seen Blink-182 in concert more than I've seen NSYNC in concert, because they've been around longer, essentially. You know, they have broken up and gotten back together and whatever. But if you count the times I've seen Justin, then it definitely outnumbers the times I've seen Blink-182. But anyway, regardless, I'm a Blink-182 fan. And they, you know, they broke up. They added a new member for a few years, and then he left, and then Tom, who's in Blink-182, came back, and now they put out an album a few months ago, and they have the song called One More Time. And one of the lines from the song is, I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky. And it's a, you know, it's a reference to Tom, or to Mark, who, had cancer and was, you know, anytime you get diagnosed with cancer, obviously, you know, you could die. And he went through the treatment, and he was going through chemo, and he was very, you know, open about it on his social, sharing it and whatnot. And it was sad because, you know, that cancer is something that happens to a lot of people, unfortunately. And, you know, so for him to do that, And then the other line, airplanes falling out the sky, as you guys may or may not know, but Travis Barker, famous drummer of Blink-182 and few other bands and just projects. You know, he almost died in a plane crash, in the same plane crash where DJ AM was killed. So it's, you know, it's just these little things where it's like, you know, you don't take people for granted. Not that the guys take it. I mean, well, you obviously know they've all remained friends and supportive of one another, but like, maybe it did take a pandemic for them to realize, like, you know what, man, like, we should do something for our fans. And I mean, who knows? And I'm sure if and when the reunion happens, which we're pretty sure it's going to, but, you know, we'll get all the insights on how everything came together. Like, we know the song for the movie and everything, but now, you know, there's more than that because we got a song on Justin's album. And, you know, it's just one thing after another. And they know that the fans love them, you know, but, you know, people get old and they have responsibilities, and maybe everyone can't afford to go to an expensive reunion tour and all those things. But I just do think that there's something that happened, because like I said, 2.5 years ago, it didn't sound like we were getting anything. And since then, we've gotten a brand new song, and now we're about to get another song. And I think if we're being honest with ourselves, that's more than it looked like we were getting a couple years ago. So the fact that we're getting these is great. And yes, it's the old adage, you give an inch, they take a mile. Like, now we want more. And it's not unfair, but, you know, it's like I've said it and whatever, it's like they don't owe us anything, you know. Like, we can support all of them individual. We could support Lance and his, you know, producing and his book writing and, you know, whatnot projects, and Joey and his cooking shows and his Impractical Jokers, which I would love to get on. I'd love that show. I watch it at least a couple times when I'm on the road in a hotel not doing anything, when I should be doing the podcast. It's one of my go-tos when I'm on the road, because it's just so familiar. And, you know, if I'm in a different city, you know, I could always count on turning on Impractical Jokers and just laughing for, you know, a half hour or an hour, however long I decide to watch the show. And, you know, we got Chris doing Pop 2000. There's all these different outlets and whatnot where we can support the guys. And obviously, a lot of us have, and JC, you know, JC's been trying to pitch his musical, and maybe that gets greenlit, and that's something that happens. You know, like, we've all been clamoring for JC to do more, and he's a more private guy, so anything we get from him is great. I know he was at, like, a red carpet this weekend. I want to say it was Elton John's red carpet, and then Justin was at, I don't know, fucking Versace or something, I don't know, one of those like fancy brands. Where was Jeff? Vanity Fair, maybe? Was it Vanity? Yeah, it was Vanity Fair. Some of you, I know that sometimes I'll say things on here and you guys are like back there screaming, yeah, Vanity Fair. That's the big one. Justin was at the big one, him and Jessica. You know, I know, like, I'll say things on this show and some of you guys who are like even more dialed in than me will be like, no, that's not, and I know it, and I'm sorry, you know, some of this is off the top of my head, some of this is in front of me written. It's funny though, because I tweeted about this the other day, and, you know, Justin doing this show here on Wednesday, and, like, of course, the second, I mean, you guys know if you listen to this, but, you know, I was ready to hop on a plane and go to Memphis when he, you know, did the one in Memphis. And then I didn't win the raffle or the drawing or whatever you want to call it. So I didn't go. And then, you know, I found out that people showed up and were still able to get in because maybe people that won didn't come, or, you know, whatever it might be. And that's because, you know, obviously it's not just fans signing up. It's just people that want to go for whatever reason and say they were there. And I wish there was a better process in vetting the people that sign up so that it can be real fans. Because it's, you know, it's one thing when you're doing a stadium, you know, or an arena, and there's, you know, 15,000-20,000 people. Like, even if there's a couple casuals there, you know, there's going to be lots of fan noise and, you know, the sound will be fine. But if you're in a smaller venue of, you know, I don't know what the Wiltern holds, maybe 2,000 at the most, probably, you know, you don't want, you know, half of that audience to be, you know, not enthusiastic, you know? I don't remember what my point was. Oh, but so like I said, I was going to go to Memphis, didn't get to go. But now that it's here, you know, I saw him post it and I signed up immediately. And then like over like, so I don't remember when he posted it and when I signed up. I want to say it was like last Monday or Tuesday or something, somewhere around there. And then like over the last like few days, I've gotten like 7 or 8 different people sending me the link like, hey, did you know about this? It's like, dude, I literally host a fucking NSYNC podcast. And I was featured in the Wall Street Journal for said podcast. And do you think that, and these are all people that are not Justin fans or NSYNC fans, by the way. Like, so like these people are, and literally they're pretty much all like my friends. And I'm just like, did you really think that I didn't know? Like, did you really think that there was anything about Justin or NSYNC that you knew somehow before me? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you pay attention to my social, like, at all? It's just, like, I appreciate that you guys trying to let me know, but, like, trust me, dude, like, I'm the one that tells everybody what's going on. I'm the one that's playing the clips of all these new songs or sending everybody the link to Sanctify that he finally put back out on his, so I love Sanctify, dude. It's such a good song. I think it's going to be my favorite song on the album, honestly, so far from all the songs I've heard. I mean, I love Selfish, I love Drown, but Sanctified is just a complete masterpiece of a song. There's so many different layers and elements to the song. It's gospel, it's rock, it's hip-hop, it's R&B, like, it's so many different things, and I think it's going to win a, I think it should get nominated for a Grammy. I don't know what will come of it, but that's just what I think. I still think that Sanctified was the best performance I've ever seen on SNL. If you can find one better, let me know. But I just thought it was funny that my friends were sending me, you know, the clips of, you know, of that, or the link, thinking that somehow I didn't know. So anyway, lot to look forward to. I know I'm supposed to have a guest, but our schedules keep not working, so it's just me today. So we'll get back to business as we usually do. Not usually, but this is we're gonna get into the lyrics because we gotta get out of here. We're gonna get into the lyrics of Never Again, which is, you know, it's one of those songs that, you know, it wasn't a single, you know, so you really had to do a deep dive into the album and listen to the whole album and not stop before, you know, if you were going to listen to this. And, you know, like, obviously there's, every artist puts songs on an album that are just made to be fillers. And filler is such a weird word because, you know, you have your singles and you have the songs that just fill out the rest of the album. And, but to me, fillers can just mean, just, I'm just going to put the song in here. And Never Again is a song that I loved. And I think, you know, for a young Justin Randall Timberlake, you know, breaking into, you know, his solo career, and trying to show, you know, show the world that he was, could be, you know, a solo artist. You know, that he could be a solo artist, but also that he is not just like a pop guy, but, you know, he's sitting there, he's playing the piano, like, you know, I always talk about how, you know, NSYNC, and then, you know, after he, you know, did his own thing, Justin, like, all of the different albums represent, you know, different chapters of my life, you know, and for this album, it was the end of my first, you know, real relationship, and of course, we all hear music, and, you know, if there's something that we're going through, especially when we're going through a breakup, you know, you look to those songs, and, you know, this was a song that I could not get through at a certain point in my life because it was just too close to home. Like, it, the feeling was real, you know, like I was very heartbroken and I felt like this song was, you know, speaking literally to me. But you know, it's one of the songs, it's the last song on the album. So a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I'm sure there are a percentage of people who didn't really listen to the whole album and didn't appreciate the artistry in this song because he's singing, but he's playing the piano. And it's like, yeah, he could play instruments. He's not just a cookie cutter pop guy. Like, he's an artist. You know, we've been trying to say this for a long time. People want to argue online and it's like, dude, what are you talking about? You go to a Justin Timberlake concert, this motherfucker is dancing. Yeah, you know that. He's playing the guitar. He's playing the piano. Like, he's covering Elvis. He's covering Michael Jackson. Like, he's covering Bell Biv DeVoe. Like, are you serious, dude? You're going to tell me that he's not an artist? So, anyway, we're going to listen to the first part of this really quick. Like, oh, come on. Right? Oh, love.
Would have given up my life for you.
Oh, I love it.
Guess it's true what they say about love. It's blind.
Okay, now this is where the song, you know, doesn't apply to me. you know, there's certain parts, like sometimes it's not the whole song. There's like certain lyrics, like, so I can tell you, sorry, dog's going crazy. I can tell you, dog's excited. Sorry, guys. Not the whole song resonates, but there are certain parts of it that you're like, okay, yes, definitely. Been there, done that, I get it. So, Never Again, which was co-written by Brian McKnight, which is actually very interesting. So, fun story. I've been on a little, over the last couple weeks, I've performed at quite a few casinos. And so, a couple weeks ago, I was at a casino in New Mexico. And the day after we were performing there, Genuine was performing there. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, Genuine's tickets were a lot more expensive than mine were. it was, yeah. So Genuine was there the day after. And then we performed at another casino a couple of days later. And it was Brian McKnight, ironically, was going to be there. So it's ironic that Brian McKnight was going to be there. And he co-wrote this song with Justin and whatever. I love Brian McKnight. Don't know if I would go to Arizona at a casino to see him, but you know, if I'm not mistaken, no, I am not mistaken at all. I actually went and saw a musical, like around Christmas time, Love Actually, the musical, actually. And, Brian McKnight was, his son was like one of the leads in the musical. So I don't know if it's touring or if it was just in LA for like that moment or whatever. I'm honestly not sure. But anyway, and then a couple of days ago, I was at a casino and Tone Loke and Sir Mix-a-Lot were going to be there like the weekend after. And then two nights ago, I was at a casino. These are all places I was performing in. And Neo was going to be there like in a couple weeks. And I'm just like, so I'm like, it's interesting because I'm like on a career trajectory where my career is getting better. Like, I'm ascending, you know, my star is rising. And then I'm also performing at places where like these old R&B legends are performing. So it's like, I'm on my way up, they're on their way, I don't know, maybe back up. I don't know. Like, it's just funny that and ironic, but yeah. So Brian McKnight co-wrote this song with Justin, I'm going to read the lyrics, because it's literally, this is one of my favorite songs on the album. would have given up my life for you. Now, I'm just going to tell you right there, first lyric in. I am somebody, and I've talked about it maybe, but so in my lifetime, I don't count high school girlfriends because, I mean, you know, it's high school and people will argue with me. I don't think it's real love in high school. I think you think it is, and then you get older and you learn what love is, and you're like, oh no, this is not what that is. This is just someone that I like French kissing, you know, in the quad in between classes, and, you know, maybe we both like Dragon Ball Z or fucking, you know, playing Roblox together. Do high school kids play Roblox? I don't fucking know, dude. I only know that because my niece and my nephew play Roblox. Actually, my nephew plays Roblox. I think my niece doesn't like playing Roblox. She's in high school. Anyway, but I'm somebody that I've dated, you know, lots of girls. I've, you know, not trying to brag, but slept, you know, with lots of girls. And I can say that if I'm in a relationship, I'm in love, obviously. No, not obviously, because you're not in love immediately, but if I am into somebody enough to be committed to them, then yes, 100%, I see that person as somebody that I can love and be with. And if that's the case, then I'm faithful, dude. I am ride or die. I have never cheated on somebody. It's just the way it is, dude. Okay? So when that first line, it's like, would have given up my life for you. It's like, yep, sign me up. Guess it's true what they say about love. It's blind. And so that one's like, okay, well, in the context of this, you know that he's about to say, and I've been there also, you know, because I was in a relationship where I did get cheated on. Not the one that was when the song was new, but like later on, my next relationship, I got cheated on. And it was like, yeah, dude, like, love is blind, because I knew she would cheat on me, but I looked past it because she checked a bunch of boxes that I thought I was into, and like, that's what that was, you know? So, yeah. Girl, you lied straight to my face, looking in my eyes. Now, been cheated on before, and I'm not naive into thinking that when I caught one of my exes cheating on me, that it hadn't happened before, because I don't think I completely trusted her. I just hoped that I could, kind of thing. So there were times when I'm like, are you fucking this dude? Or like, whatever, like, we're, you know, kind of thing. And she's like, no. Like, and I was like, okay, you know. But then when I caught her cheating on me, and like, I had the proof, then she couldn't deny it, and she fessed up. So maybe she just admitted it because she had proof, and then the other times there was no proof. So I don't know. But anyway, been there. And I believed you because I loved you more than life. And so it's like, yeah, I loved one of my exes more than life. And I wanted to believe her when she was telling me that she was. And maybe she wasn't, but she ended up cheating on me, so whatever. And all you had to do was apologize. You didn't say you're sorry. I don't understand. You don't care that you hurt me. And now I'm half the man. Now, this is interesting, because if there's anything that I do know, is relationships and fallout from relationships and just a bunch of those things, right? And in therapy, I've learned a lot about a lot more about relationships, and a lot of, you know, the way we latch on to people in relationships and whatnot stems from, you know, childhood trauma or just things that happened that never quite, you know, maybe relationships from our childhood. And so, I learned that when I was younger, at least, really latched on and really, you know, maybe gave too much of myself in relationships because I didn't want them to end because I, you know, lost my mom at a young age. And, you know, it is what it is. But when it says now I'm half the man, it's like, okay, well, is he half the man because she took his manhood? Because I've been there. Or is it half the man because the next line that I used to be when it was you and me? So it's like, okay, well, I'm one half of myself and she's the other half of myself. So is that why? And I'm curious what you guys think. And maybe we'll put a poll on Spotify. Do you think in that line, half the man that I used to be when it was you and me, is saying that he's half the man because he gave all of himself and then by losing her, he lost himself, because I've been there too, or just half the man because she's his other half and now that half is gone? You didn't love me enough. My heart may never mend, and you'll never get to love me again. It's like, I've been there too, man. Been hurt and guarded. It's tough, dude. You know, relationships do that thing to you where you don't know if you can trust somebody again, and it takes a long time. I'm with you, man. If anyone has, I always say this, I talk about it on stage, but it's like, if there's anyone who's ever been cheated on, man, like, my heart goes out to you, because it's literally the worst feeling. So yeah. Sadness has me at the end of the line. Helpless, watch you break this heart of mine. And loneliness only wants you back here with me. So let's just dive into that really quick. Like, so sadness has me at the end of the line is basically, I mean, it can mean a lot of things, you know, like, you know, I've talked about it, you know, okay, can we be honest with each other right here? I don't want to sound like an asshole for saying this, but, you know, I'm very honest. Shit, sorry. I'm very honest with you guys on this podcast. Like I've said numerous times, maybe a little too honest, right? But, you know, the person who I was with, and if she's listening, which I doubt, but the person that I was with when this song was new, you know, was like my first, like, real serious girlfriend outside of high school, you know, and it was a lot of firsts for me. Not the first time I had sex. I'm not that much of a loser, although I was a virgin all through high school, not by choice, but whatever. But she was like, you know, she's the first person that I ever stayed in a hotel with. Pretty sure she might have been the first person that I, like, spent the night with, like, just in general, or, like, slept over their house. Like, it was a lot of first person I lived with, you know. But, like, at the end of the day, she wasn't my dream girl. She just wasn't. And she even admitted as such. And, you know, I was so young. I mean, I was 20 when we started dating. And it's just, you know, like, what do you know when you're fucking 20? You know, that's why I don't understand. And if you're with your high school sweetheart, good for you. I don't understand why people marry their high school sweethearts, or how. It's like, there's no way. And you know what? I look back, and I had a high school girlfriend that, like, I did love, or thought I loved, but I wasn't ready to commit, and so I broke up with her, like, my senior year, or my junior year, because I was like, I'm a junior now, like, I can't be in a relationship. And, like, looking back, what the fuck was I thinking? But at the same time, I knew then that I didn't, I'm going to guarantee, if I wouldn't have broken up with her, there's a pretty good chance we'd still be together, because I saw the dude she dated after, and then we kind of reconnected when we were in college for, like, a second, and it was just,
it's a whole thing, but anyway. My thing is like the line, I gotta go back to that line. Sadness has me at the end of the line, right? It's like I've gone through a breakup where, this is not my most recent breakup, but the breakup after that, where I wasn't suicidal necessarily, but I understood how people could be because they gave themselves entirely and they didn't know themselves. Like, you know, these people, like I joke about it in my act, but like, you know, these couples that like, they have the same Facebook page, just like a joint Facebook page. And it's like their whole, every post is them together. And you're just like, okay, it's a lot of times it's, you know, they're trying to mask the fact that, you know, someone doesn't trust the other person or whatever. And so they're like projecting and it's very interesting, but either way, I understand sadness having you at the end of the line, dude, like 100%. Helpless, watch you break this heart of mine. And the next line, and loneliness only wants you back here with me. And that's the thing, too. It's like, you know, what I'm going through right now. It's like, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you read these memes and quotes. It's like if someone doesn't want to be with you or doesn't want to make the effort or like whatever, like in the case, you know, my ex wanted to stay in Oklahoma and whatever, right? And it's like that should make me be like, fuck you, man, like you don't, like, you know what I mean, like, because that's what they're showing this is more important, and it, regardless of whatever is hidden underneath, and it's, that's what it is, you know. I offered to move back to Oklahoma to be with her and she said no. So, like, the loneliness is what wants her back with me. Not, like, common sense knows that you're not good enough for me. It's like, yeah, like, my fucking brain is telling me, like, you're not good enough for me. And all you had to do was apologize and mean it. But you didn't say you're sorry. I don't understand. You don't care that you hurt me. And now I'm half the man that I used to be when it was you and me. You didn't love me enough. My heart may never mend, and you'll never get to love me. I love that line, though. You'll never get to love me. It's like, you fucked up. You know, I think there's a certain person that we all know who probably wishes that she didn't do what she did to one Justin Timberlake. We all know that, right? I wish like hell I could go back in time. Maybe then I could see hell. Okay. It's like, I guess, going back and reevaluating the signs that led to this happening and that happening. Like, you blame yourself in these situations sometimes. What could I have done different? Or why didn't I see? Like, what were the signs? And, you know, forgiveness says that I should give you one more try, but it's too late. So, forgiveness. Everyone should be forgiven, right? Not necessarily. They cheat on you, that's it. I don't think you should forgive them, even though I've done it. I don't think you should. Once a cheater, always a cheater is what they say, right? But it's too late. It's over now. You didn't say you're sorry. I don't understand. You don't care that you hurt me. And now I'm half the man. We still got to debate that, right? That I used to be when it was you and me. You didn't love me enough. My heart may never mend, and you'll never get to love me again. Do our hearts ever really mend? I don't know. Like, I think every heartbreak, there's always going to be, I mean, maybe, right? I can't speak for everybody. Like, you, obviously you move on and whatever, but like, there's always a little part that's like, oh man, like, I still can't believe like that person did that thing to me, you know? I don't know. I know that I love this song, and in real time, a lot of it, you know, resonated, but like, you know, the ex that I was with when this song came out, she did not cheat on me. She just decided that I wanted to be famous and she didn't want to maybe be with a famous guy. And so she just like, no, I'm leaving. And, so that's what it is, you know, but, anyway, like I said, big week for us. I can't wait for this album to come out. I can't wait for, this free show that I may or may not be able to go to, but I'm going to try. If there's a will, there's a way. Putting it out into the universe, I'm going to get selected. And if I don't, I'm going to hope that I just stick around and look sad enough to get selected. So that's it for today, you guys. I appreciate you guys listening. I'm sorry that I missed a week. I don't know how that happened. I guess I didn't miss an entire week, but anyway, I will try to keep doing this. I'll be in Orlando this week. If anyone lives, I'll be in St. Cloud, which is like 30 minutes outside of Orlando. If anyone lives in Florida, come see me headlining Porky's Comedy Club this weekend. This is the end of like a run of a little like 8-week tour that I've been on. And then I got a couple weeks off before I hit the road again. In April, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, JP's Comedy Club. I will be in Dallas at Hyenas Comedy Club. In May, I'm going to be in Tucson at Laughs Comedy Club. I'm going to be in San Diego at Comedy Heights. I'm going to be in Boise, Idaho at Voodoo Comedy Cellar. I got a lot of road dates coming up. So if you listen to this podcast, come see me perform. It would be awesome. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. This has been the Here We Go podcast. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.